It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Today is Election Day. Voters are deciding on new funding for school meals and other food aid. Lucas Brady Woods with the Colorado Capital News Alliance reports.
There are two statewide measures on Colorado ballots this year, Propositions LL and MM. If approved, they would increase funding for the state's universal school meals program, called Healthy School Meals for All. Proposition MM would also help the state cover SNAP or food stamps after Congress cut federal funding for the program this summer. The measure would raise money by increasing taxes on Coloradans earning $300,000 a year or more by an average of about $500. Polls close at 7 p.m. Ballots must be submitted by that time using an official drop box or at an in-person voting center. Locations are listed on the Secretary of State's website.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Air travelers in Houston saw delays at security checkpoints of more than 3 hours over the weekend, but Denver hasn't seen that kind of shutdown impacts yet. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Even at peak hours in the morning, wait times at Denver International Airport have stayed under 30 minutes for the last few weeks. That's according to estimates the airport publishes in real time, which we've been tracking and analyzing. TSA employees are required to work without pay through the shutdown, but in earlier shutdowns, they called out sick in higher numbers than usual. The airport also recently introduced two new security checkpoints that are supposed to move passengers faster. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
There's now one less Democrat running against Republican Congressman Gabe Evans. Amy Baca Olhert announced she's ending her campaign. She's an educator and head of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association. A number of Democrats remain in the field, including Treasurer Dave Young and two state representatives. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.